welcome to the free daily Bible study podcast, a daily journey through the unfolding story of the Bible based on the McShane Bible reading plan. My name is Jacob Gerber, and today's meditation for April 13th comes from Leviticus 17. Leviticus 17 provides theological insight that not only undergirds the sacrificial system in Leviticus, but that also informs the theology of the rest of the Bible. The chief value of Leviticus 17 lies in its explanation of the theology of blood. The chapter itself is divided into two sections, the first to prohibit sacrificing animals in any place other than the tabernacle in Leviticus 17 verses 1 through 9, and the second to prohibit the eating of blood in Leviticus 17 verses 10 through 16. The rationale behind both sections is the same. The blood of animals is too precious to shed outside the context of a holy sacrifice. So, Yahweh first condemns anyone who slaughters an animal in the open field, although we should pay careful attention to the rationale given in Leviticus 17, verse 5, where we read this: "This is to the end that the people of Israel may bring their sacrifices that they sacrifice in the open field, that they may bring them to the Lord, to the priest at the entrance of the tent of meeting, and sacrifice them as sacrifices of peace offerings to the Lord." The purpose of this prohibition was to prevent idolatry. If you simply wanted a barbecue, you could bring the animal as a peace offering, which was a communal meal eaten in the context of a sacrifice to Yahweh. But the key verse of the chapter, and therefore a critical verse in understanding biblical theology, is Leviticus 17, verse 11. "For the life of the flesh is in the blood, and I have given it for you on the altar to make atonement for your souls, for it is the blood that makes atonement by the life." Yahweh had already revealed in the Noahic covenant in Genesis 9 verse 4 that the life of an animal was in its blood. But here Yahweh reveals something further. It is the blood that makes atonement by the life. It is the sacred nature of blood that supports the biblical theology of atonement, that is, paying a ransom from one life by shedding the blood of another life. This theology provides the background for one of the more puzzling sayings of Jesus, where he says in John 6 verses 53 through 54 this: "Truly, truly, I say to you, unless you eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, you have no life in you. Whoever feeds on my flesh and drinks my blood has eternal life, and I will raise him up on the last day." Of course, Jesus wasn't talking about cannibalism, but about faith. He makes that clear in John chapter 6, verse 35, when he says this: "I am the bread of life. Whoever comes to me shall not hunger, and whoever believes in me shall never thirst." To drink the blood of Jesus is to believe in the blood of Jesus as our very life, the substitutional atoning sacrifice for our sins given to make atonement for our souls. Thanks for listening to the free daily Bible study podcast. If you're looking for a Bible study curriculum for a Sunday school or a small group, check out my book, That You May Know, A Primer on Christian Discipleship. It's a close study of 1st, 2nd, and 3rd John that explores what it means to follow Jesus as a disciple. To learn more about the book or to download the first two chapters as a sample, go to discipleshipbook.com.